Sì, sai che adesso siamo vivori anche perché sono Christmas e noi ci spendiamo 6 da questo suo palco. Ok, so today we going to begin Chazara. If you have on the, what is it, the Google Doc, whatever you call it? The Google Doc, Shayla's Chazara, Sisters Base. Yeah. Okay, and we'll start today with Chazara. Okay. And it starts with packet test of Chazara. Test. Hey, Gimel Dvarim B'Plukta to the Rav and Shmuel. So there were three machlokesim between Rav and Shmuel. One is about whether you matirin mibeged lebeged, whether you could take tzitzis from one beged to the other. Rav says, ain't matirin mibeged lebeged. And Shmuel says, matirin. And then the question of madlikin miner l'ner, Rav says, ain't madlikin miner l'ner. You can't light one Hanukkah candle from another Hanukkah candle. Shmuel madlikin miner l'ner. And then the last machlokas is the question of Greira. If you say pull, schlep a chair on the ground on Shabbos, and may make a furrow in the ground, but you're not mechavit to that. So that's called a davar sheina miskavet. So if it for sure is going to happen, that's called a p'sik reishei, and then it's considered like you mechavit, like Rabbi Chanan has one of his studies. But if it may, it may, it's not 100% that it's going to happen. That's called a dovah sheina miskavin. So Rav Shimon says a dovah sheina miskavin is mutter, and Rav Yehuda says it's aser. So Rav says ein halacha k'Rav Shimon begreira, meaning the dovah sheina miskavin is aser, and Shmuel amar halacha Rav Shimon begreira. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye, kol mili demar ovid kirav, levar mehanitlas ovid kishmul." He says that all these things, all these halachas, he follows Rav, except for three things that he follows Shmuel. And what are the three things? These three things. And that's the Gemara. And the Tanya Rav Shimon Omer, Gor Adam Mita, Kisei V'Safsal, Ubatrol Yitzkaved, Lasos Karitz. Okay, so those are the three things. Tain beer hatoysis number two. Tain beer hatoysis, but ogeisha ain matirin mi beged le beged. So Tosa says ain matirin mi beged le Afilu man domer chovas gaver. So Rav ain levatal mitzvah. Because if you hold it's a chovas mana, so then I can understand. It's a chovas mana, so then how could you take away tzitzis from one beged to the other beged? It's a chov every second on the tzitzis. But maybe if you hold it to Chovas Gavra, so I want you to be there. I just won't wear the other tzitzis. I won't wear the other beged that we took off the tzitzis from. But Tosa says, "Afilu man d'omer Chovas Gavra, still sovereign the ein levatel mitzvah hatalis. Still, you shouldn't be mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis from the talis." That the person who took a mezuzah from, he's leaving, he's moving, so the shaila is, can you take the mezuzah? So he said, if person was punished, that he took the mezuzah away. So what's the problem? No one's living there now. Avogav the Chovas Adar. So Chovas Adar means that it's only a chiyuv
to put a mezuzah if you're living there. If you're not living there, you don't have a chiyuv to put a mezuzah. So then what's the problem?
Avogav the Chovas Adai, Shmuel Domer Matirin, Avogav. So you see that still, Ein Levatel Mitzvah Satals. So too, so what is it? Avogav Ein Levatel the bias?
So it's an interesting type of halacha, because, like, if you all know Jehovah's Gavras, so what's the big deal? But he's saying still, you shouldn't take it away, even though you'll only be chayiv if you're going to wear it. So, and then now if you're not going to wear it, so what's the big deal? Still, ein levatel mitzvahs talis, so ein levatel mitzvahs mezuzah. Even though, and it's funny because both cases, okay, so I won't wear the talis now. Why won't, no one's living there. Still, ein levatel. In other words, the house is only that someone should live there. So you ain't levatel. So that's what Tosis says in regard to a matir and begel beg, and even lemanda omar tchovas gavra. Number three, tein divrei shultas. Oh, see, we did more than most shultas this year. Tein divrei shultas b'regel matir and begel beged umezuzah umezuzah. So let's see. We said it's in the Magen Avraham. Simitas Vav Sivkat Beis. So let's see. What page is this? Arya, you're the page man. Page what? Three? Okay, so let's look at page three. Yeah, page three. So let's see what it did say. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch first. Mutal hatil sitzis mitalizeh l'lidna mitalis acher. So he says you're allowed to take. In other words, we hold matirin we beg it. So you could put it from one, put it to another one. But you have to be, so we hold to the, that you can, but you have to put it in another bag. Right? Because of the shiltas, So the Shulta says that because we pass in Matirim, we beg it, we beg it. So the Shulta says, so, but Matirim and Begad Lebegad, but at least you have to put it on the other Begad. You can't just say, I'm going to take it off and not put it in, put it anywhere. So if you sell a talis to your friend, you can't take the tzitzis unless you want to put it in another Begad. It's the same thing with mezuzah. And he says, if you want to use it, but if it's just going to go in the drawer, then you can't do it. But the Shulchan says, if you're going to put it on another door, then you can do it. Okay. But Er Adin shall beg it also with Tachrich. So, so if you have a beggar that's made to be tachrichim, you know, apparently there are people like that. Those are some people that they have their tachrichim mekayim. Most people that I know don't get involved with tachrichim till you know, hachamei avesrim, then they get tachrichim. But okay, apparently they used to have tachrichim mekayim, and then. And then once in a while they would wear the tachrichim, sort of like a kippel, you know. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Asat talis l'tzarach tachrichim, aval pishul lovshol lefarmim, v'chayev pata." So if you, we have the Chazara for those that walks in. We have the Chazara questions on the Google Doc, and we're up to question number 4. Okay. So if you have a baggage that you. Tachrichin, and the person wants to wear it once in a while, but one who's alive. So it's potter. So the Magen Avraham explains, Kevin she'ein ikras yosel chesu mechayim, avlek sus layla. If you'll be honest, quotes it from the Mukhe Yosef. If you want, we can see that inside in the Mukhe Yosef. Over here. Is the Mugi Yosef here in the packet? Well, you'll say, okay, but he quotes, it might be in another packet. Okay, but Lemaisa is like this, that the Mugi Yosef is Machadesh, that Tachrichin, even a person decides he wants to wear the Tachrichin when he's alive sometimes. But basically the tachrichim is made for to be shrouds for when he's dying. So you might think, okay, now he's wearing when he's alive. But if it's a beggar that has dal kamfos, they should. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Nimuke Yosef, but no, but it's a beggar that's made for tachrichim. So since it's a beggar that's made for tachrichim, and it's like suslaim. Because what's a ksus file? It's made for the night. The night you're not chayiv in tzitzis. So even if you're wearing it in the daytime, but it's miyuchad alayla. And it's miyuchad alayla. So the same thing over here. If it's miyuchad for achamisa, then it means it's a miyuchad for his man of tour. And even when you're going to wear his man of chayim, you're going to be part. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. If it's a beggar that you use for Laila, it's potter by Yom, according to the Rosh. So too, the Chiddush of Mukhi Yosef says that the same thing that a beggar that's made for Achamisa, even if you're wearing it, that's considered like a beggar Laila. So even if you're going to wear it while you're alive, it's potter. And that's how the Mukhi Yosef explains that. The question is, what about the Rambam Shita? Tein Shita is a Rambam. Question number 5. Tein shitas Rambam mishchiv belvishus tachrichim mechay. But what about What about if you're going to wear it when you're alive? What about the Rambam sheet? Because the Rambam sheet is a beged laila is chayiv by yom, right? Because it's yom. So according to the Rambam, if you're wearing tachrichim when you're alive, you should be chayiv. Because this idea of being miyuchad, that's only the Rosh sheet. So the Magen Avraham says, that even the Rambam would be moite. Afilu Rambam, the mechayv sus laila bayom. Shani hafe kevin dechsiv al kusus ko mashu dafka sus habiyuchel lo adam chay. Avazelo mikri kusus plow upotter. Wow. So he says, the Pasuk says ksuscha. Ksuscha means something that is a ksus, is something that a live person is going to wear. So he wants to say a chiddush here that tachrichim apotah from tzitzis. L'kuli alma. So if you hold like the rush, it's considered like a beged miyuchad alayla, because it's a beged miyuchad for achar misa. So you're going to be pater. But according to Rambam, you should be chayiv. So he's saying a chiddush. That according to the Rambam, it's not a beged that's miyuchad for life. And that's a big chiddush, what he's saying. No? That according to the Rambam, he's quoting it from the Beis Yosef, right? He's not claiming. Oh, the Muki Yosef here, my Arya, on page 6 is the Muki Yosef. Yeah, you see? Okay, you see? It says the Muki Yosef. Right. So he. The Magen Avraham is quoting the Muki Yosef. But now there's another chiddush. He's saying all these kiddushim, but so far these kiddushim, he's not claiming to that is his own kiddushim. If you look at him, Mechayiv Sus Lal V'Yom Shani Hachak Heven D'Ksiv Al Ksuscho Masha Davko Ksus HaMiyuchad L'Odam Chai. Wow. That's a big chiddush that the Beis Yosef say. And according to the Rambam, if you wear tachrichim and dal comes from tachrichim, you're also potter. See, according to Rashi, I understand. It's considered like miyuchad lachar misa, so that's like miyuchad laila. So it's a miyuchad for his man of tour. So that even when you use it as man chiyav, but now the Magen Avraham is going to say his. See, everything till now is not. So question number 5, Tein Shitas HaRambam, Minyanim Shchiv Gilvish Tachrif Mechaim. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Beis Yosef that not. And now, he's going to say his Chiddush. And that's question really going to be question 10. What's the din about levishus tachrichim mechayev? So So we did the Rambam Shita. So he wants to say a Chiddush here. That he disagrees with the Beis Yosef. And he says that no, this idea that Tafka Lib the Madam Rakhli Kufsa Chayam Bitsitsa Safil Eidul Lovsha. The Gemara says that it masuyil tachrichin is potter. That's only lamanda omar chovas mona. But if you hold it chovas gavra, so then you'd be chayef, according to the Rambam. That's the Gemara here, Mimal from Mimal. Amr of Tuvi, Hagins of Shmuel, Pichufsa Chayal Mitzitzis. Mimod Shmuel Muzok and Shasal Foda Shaptura. But at least Kufsa Chayal Mitzitzis, but Mimod Shmuel, that Zok and Shasal Foda is Ptura. But if that it's klifsa, but if you hold klifsa is not chayiv, it's only klifsa gavra, then it's going to be chayiv. This Gemara that says asher t'chasaba, the chor is only l'man da'omar chovas talis. But if you hold it's But if you hold it to Chovas Gavra, so then it shouldn't matter that it's made, it's not Luchsuya Vida. So that's what the Mogen Avraham says, that the concept of Tachrich and Potter is only the Manda Omar Chovas Mana. But if it's Chovas Gavra, so now you have to wear it.
So why does Namukai Yosef say differently?
The book of Yosef.
He says, even come to the Rambam, he'd be.
No, that's the Beis Yosef, says if you look at the Rambam. Book of Yosef says that it just gives the svar of the Rosh, that Tachrich is like a begged Lila, so then it's Potter even by Yom. That's the Rosh's svar. So he extends the Rosh's svar of a begged Lila to Tachrich. Because Tachrich is like a. But according to the Rambam, the Beis Yosef says that you would be. But the Beis Yosef wants to claim that according to the Rambam, you also would be potter because it's not asoil to wear mechayim.
So it's against the Gemara, no?
No, the Gemara says that it's potter. So that's what the Beis Yosef is saying. The Rambam would agree to that. It's a Gemara.
The Rambam
says no, because the Gemara only said it. Laman d'omar kli kufsa is potter. The Gemara never said it. Laman d'omar the kli kufsa is chayef. But the Gemara never said it. Laman d'omar that it's a chovas gavra. If it's a chovas gavra, the Rambam would be moida. And we pass the chovas gavra. So he said the Rambam would hold. That it would be chayif if you wear it by yo, if you wear the tachrichim. That's what the Magen Avraham says. According to the Rosh, you'd be potter because it's considered miyuchad to lachamisa, just like miyuchad olayim. Okay. Now, what about the prima? Well,
who did you mention before that it's not a beged because it's not you pater, even according to the Rambam, you're pater. You mentioned just before.
The Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that Tachrichim is pater.
That's against the Gemara, right? The Gemara says only Chavas Mana. Only if it's Chavas Mana is it.
That's what the Magen Avraham said. But the Gemara says Moda Shmuel, but you don't have to learn the Gemara that the Pshat is Moda Shmuel according to that opinion. In other words, is Shmuel only saying it because he holds that that Kli Kufsa is Chayev? Or he could have said it even if Kli Kufsa is not Chayev. But Bekitzer, according to the Rosh, it's definitely Pater Tachrichen, because it's considered like a beged Laila. And according to the Rambam, it's a Machlokas Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham. The Beis Yosef says Chayev, because now you're wearing it. And the Magen Avraham says no, but... No, you don't mean you're not chayiv according to the Beis Yosef because it's not a ksus. Ksus means something that you're gonna wear when you're alive. It's not a ksus. So even the Rambam is about that. And the Magen Avraham says no. The Rambam, the Gemara only said that Yipater Lamanda Omar Kli Kufsa is chayiv. So Tachrichen is Potter. But if it's Mamash Jehovah's Gavra, then it would be chayiv. Okay, number six. Tain divrei api begadim tasev v'lo. I left out the word v'lo. Tasev v'lo b'dhasi. So the pri begadim. Hey, look at pri begadim, page 8. Let's see what he says. Old rega adaber shenistapakti im yichid ksus lalaila. So say somebody has a ksus that they're going to use to wear at night. For also bought tzitzis, and he made tzitzis, the pturas. So then he puts tzitzis on the beged, but he's really potter because it's a beged miyuchid lalaila. And then he changed his mind. And he wants to use that tzitzis for yom. So now he has a beged that already had tzitzis on it. So do we say it's something to let him use it now? Or do we say no? But when he put those tzitzis on it, it was b'psul because it was miyuchad. At that point, it was a beged miyuchad l'layla, and he still puts tzitzis on. And then he changed his mind. He said, "I want to make it miyuchad l'yom." Yeah. Does he have to undo the tzitzis? That's the prima gadim shayla. Do we say? Then no, now he's using the Yom Yom Sis, fine. We said no, but B'Shas Asiya, you did it B'Tzul, because B'Shas Asiya was a Beged Miuchad L'Laila. And then you put Tzitzis on, which you weren't supposed to, but you did. And now you change your mind. Now you want to say you use it in the daytime. So now we say automatically it's okay. Well, do we say no, but it was made B'Tzul. So it's Tasev Lovin Asik. That's the question. So he says, "Old beggar, never should stop packing. Yichet ksus l'layla, also with tzitzis the pturas. The chakem nimlach v'yichtol ksus yom. He have a tassel and rosh hol eisas sha'ason as a ptura. Odil mekayim dolo mechuser ma'ase lo havi tassem and lo rosh. Whereas tassem and lo rosh normally means that you did it, but then you can still have to do a ma'ase. You know, like chot." You had a sukkah. You have a haystack, and so no one could live in a haystack because you can't get in. So they hollowed it out. So yeah, you can get in. But the top part is there originally. Wasn't there originally when it was not? It was right. There was no airspace, so it's no good. You'd have to do a meiser to machshir it. But here, here there's no maisa because you put tzitzis on. So now you have a nima, you want to use it in a day, but the tzitzis are there, right? So there's no it's not the mechusar maisa. It's not you can have to do a maisa. So maybe if there's no requirement of another maisa, so then the asiyah is good, the original asiyah.
Isn't tasev lo min ha'asur by sukkas agzeres akasu by sukkas?
Is agzeres akasu tasev lo min ha'asur?
Right. This is so. Why do we think that there's tasev lo min ha'asur in other mitzvahs?
Well, I guess when it says asiyah, asula hem tzitzis.
But does Chazal say that? Is there a Chazal?
Is there a Gemara? Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't remember the hearing. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a bin yano.
Yeah,
that every mitzvah is tasim in.
Well, it says asiya.
He assumes so. I mean, obviously, he assumes so when he asks the question.
So, but he wants it over here that.
The Gemara says it in Sukkah Yud Aleph.
Yeah, the Gemara has it by Tzitzis, right?
Tzitzis mean a Sisin.
The Gemara, he's right. It's a Gemara in Sukkah Yud Aleph, even by Tzitzis. So the question is, but maybe that's only if you're going to have to do another Maisa. But here, there's no Maisa. The Maisa was done with Psal. So now you're just thinking, I'm going to be miyached it to Yom, so that it's not machus and maisa to make it into something kosher. So maybe that would be okay. If you made it when it was still sislaila, and you put the tzitzis on, and now in your mind, you're making it a ksus yom, so that's in your mind. So maybe it automatically becomes a ksus yom, and then it's okay. Maybe not. 7. Tain Safek a Karen Le David. So Karen Le David wants to know what makes something a Ksus Yom? Do you have to wear it by Yom? Once you wear it once, it's a Ksus Yom. Or is it just in the mind? So that's what he talks about, because normally we say hasmana lav milsa. That if you say you bought a tefillin zekel, right? A tefillin bag, right? And you didn't use it yet. You're waiting, you ordered the tefillin, they didn't come yet. So you have the tefillin zekel, the tefillin didn't come yet. So the question is, in the meantime, can you use the tefillin zekel face to put money in, to put mundane things or not? And put mundane things in. So normally we say, if you say hasbara lav milsa, that means that if you only set aside for kedusha, but you didn't use it for kedusha yet, so it's still davar shalchal. Still a davar shalchal. It's still davar shalchal. So just hasmana lav milsa. Only set it aside. You didn't use it yet. So he says, so maybe the same thing by ksus v'tzitzis. If you didn't wear it yet in the daytime, maybe it's not considered a beged yom yet. Or you didn't wear it at night, it's not considered a beged layel. That was the suffix of a keren of David. So he says, maybe you're going to have to nistapati on page 11. Then number 8 we did already. We said he's the one who compares Tachrichim to a Sus Laila, that we did already. Well, the question 9. Tain Yishuv Karen the David, Lord the Titus having mitzvah says as my grumble fishitas harash. So he says like this. When we had this kasha, Toysis, right, or Ferrari always says, Toysis. Right? Rosh Hashita is that a Beged Yom is chayiv even malayim, right? So that means a Beged Yom is chayiv 24/7, because a Beged Yom is chayiv even malayim, right? So Toysis has the kasha, so why is it consistent, considered mitzvah sesei shazman groma? It shouldn't be considered the mitzvah sesei shazman groma, because
so I have all the time.
Because it's Kaif 24/7. So Tosa's answers because even though it's Kaif 24/7, but it's only Kaif 24/7 because of Yom. Since it's a begging Yom, so that's Machayiv even Malayim. But it has to do with the Yom, that's Machayiv even Malayim. So even though the Maisa, Mr. Sesei Shazman Grama normally means you're not always Chayiv. Like Sukkah. I don't sit in the Sukkah the whole year. I only sit in the Sukkah 1 week in the year. So that's. But so he says the word is that the Yom is Machayiv. So he says the Yom is Machayiv, even though it's Machayiv, even Malayla, it's the Yom is Machayiv. That means the Zman is Goyrim. So usually the Zman is Goyrim and the Zman makes it Mugbah. You know, only this week, only this day. But here, this man is making it more broad, but still, it's this man that was gurren. Even though, at the end of the day, the Ksus Yom is Chayiv Yom Balayla, so this beggar is a Bechayiv 24/7. So he was, so that's Tosa's text. But the Karel HaDavid, the Karel HaDavid was the Rav in Satmar, right? He was Mamish the Rav in Satmar. Rav Elazar David Greenwald. So he has another text. He says like this, that the reason it's considered mitzvah says, is because, say you have a beggar, and you want to use it for the daytime. But you didn't yet use it in the daytime yet. So you want to wear it at night. Is it chayv and tzitzis? So you bought it in the store at night. Now you want to start wearing it at night. But you plan to wear it, the main part is going to be a Beged Yom. But you never use it as a Beged Yom. So he says, it would be Potter. It would be Potter. Yeah, on page 12, he says, on bottom of page 12 on the right side, Omno. Kash, the Ben Chachan shall lo lov shah dai b'yom, lo lov shah pam rishon b'layla, potu mitzitzis, av shah yichto l'yom. So if that's the case, shahapet b'ravcha had the chashi mitzitzis mitzitzis ha-shay z'man g'rama, if he's a mitzitzis ha-siyas tzitzis, in a noag malayla, the krav asulam tzitzis, the kaya tchilas chiv asiyat tzitzis, in a noag malayla, tchilas asiyak shalov shal pam achas, enu mechuyiv asat tzitzis malayla, choshiv Shabbat mitzvah says on the Rambam. So he says it's mitzvah says on the Rambam because if you never wore it, if you never wore it by Yom, then it's going to be potter by Laila. Even though you planned to use it by Yom, but you never used it. Because based on his shita that has gone to Lav Milsa. You know, so he says, so the same thing over here. And then, therefore, you have a situation where it's not going to always be chayef. So therefore, it's a mitzvah says, I shall not spawn grub. If you use it for the first time, Malayla, then it's not going to be chayef. It sits us because it was never used by Yom. So it's not a beged Yom. Because it's not enough that you think about it. It's that you have to have used it by Yom. And that's what has one alumnus. So that was that's the Karen Ladovitz answer to Tzitzis. Well, it's a different answer to Tzitzis. Then yeah, number 10, we
had a problem. Rav Aaron had a problem with that, right? He asked a question. I forgot the other question.
Yeah, Rav Aaron's question.
A catch 22 question.
Yeah, catch 22, because he's saying that if you would wear it the first time in the daytime, you'd be chayev. So then, so how does that work? In other words, if you're going to put on the tzitzis in the daytime before you wear it, but then they're not, it's not a beged yom yet. It's not a beged yom yet. So how could you put the tzitzis on? It only becomes a beged yom after you wear it. But normally when people buy tzitzis, the tzitzis was already put on before you wear it. So then so maybe it's going to be the same shayla of the Prima Gadim, that all the tzitzis that people wear today are pasul. Oh, a new chiddush. All tzitzis that people wear because they put it on, when the tzitzis was put on, it wasn't a beged yom yet. There's no one wore it yet. It always comes a beged yom after you wear it, but then you'd have to take it off and put it on.
Cotton wear during the day.
Oh. So that's a beged yom inside the cotton, but he won't be chayef.
Correct. That's why you can wear without
tzitzis. Oh. Okay.
No, it's sort of like how do Chazal say that en gozun gzera ala tzibur elim en gozun gzera elim kina tzibur yecholim lamod bo? How do you know they're yecholim lamod bo? Until you test it.
You test, right. Right.
This is a daraisa, not a...
Yeah. Okay, no, but the same idea, I'm saying.
Yeah, right, but that's a good question. So maybe you have to say that it's not in a chanami. But maybe we have to pass it like the start of the Prima Gadim, that it's not Tassim Aluminos. Also. Mm-hmm. You have a Ferrari.
Yeah, but you're doing a Maisa by putting it on. So...
No, but that... You're putting it on, was he putting it on? And in Mele, it becomes chayef. You think that's called mechusa maise?
The pashtus is like we said, that it's only by Dvarim Shebikdusha.
Yeah, so pashtus, we said, is maybe the whole idea of Azmana Milsa is only by something with Kedusha. So you have to put in the tefillin into the tefillin zekel in order to make it to get it to Kedusha. But here, tzitzis is nothing to do with Kedusha. Tzitzis is, it's miyuchad liyom. It's not kedin Kedusha, it's miyuchad liyom. So if it's miyuchad liyom, so then what? If it's miyuchad liyom, so then that's in your head, what you want to use it for. So maybe the din of Hasmana Lav Milsa doesn't apply to the whole thing. It's only the Kamala David Lashitoso who holds the, you know, that there's a din of Hasmana Milsa even for Beged Yom.
Would you hold that if a woman put it on, you have a prop as well? Then it becomes a Beged Yisha. Would the Kamala hold that kind of idea as well?
No, she's only using it one time. No, but that's only if she's planning to use it.
You hold the mice that puts together, and that was in your head. Then,
if a woman puts it on the Torah, according to this, she should also become a begadisha, and therefore putter as well. Yeah, but just because she's going to use it one time is not going to, because it means you use it one time, and then you're planning to use it consistently after that. There's like the tzitzis back. I'm using it for my tefillin. So I have to put it, use it one time, but now I'm planning to therefore use it consistently. But she's just going to put it on one time. Then question 11, he says, "Tein kuchim mitachrichin al shitas of Karen LeDavid," because according to the Karen LeDavid, it's potter because it's what's, why is it considered beg yom or beged laila? Because you use it for the yom, but if you just have in mind. So then what about Tachrichin? Because Tachrichin, he never wore it while he was dead. Right? So the Bogdan Rambam says it's considered like a Begad Laila. But why is it a Begad Laila? You never wore it when you were dead. Yeah. It's Miyuchas when he's going to be dead. But so that was the question. If you hold like this idea of the Karen LeDavid, then it's going to work very difficult to have a concept of because then it's always by tachrichim, it's always going to be hasman, because we're talking about the guy using the tachrichim when he's still alive. So obviously, it's not pshat. He died and he came back. He had tchias hamesim and now he's wearing it. So
that was your question, right?
Yeah, that was my question. Yeah, that was my question. So I put it. That was question 11. It was my question. Right? It's a good question. So the simple pshat is they're not like the Karen Ladov. That you don't apply Hasmana La Milsa here.
I thought it was even simpler. There are certain begadim, you know, tachrichim, we know why they're tachrichim. And we also know why there's a shirt, and why we also know why there's pajamas. Everybody knows these things.
Yeah. And therefore,
when you have a shirt, so you know when it's going to be worn during the day. That's a shirt is worn begadol during the day,
right?
And pajamas are begadol worn
at night.
And tachrichim are worn when lo aleinu. So right. I mean, you know these things. It's intrinsic in the type of beged that it is.
Right, but lemaisa, but a tefillin zekel is also used to tefillin.
If it says tefillin on it, then you...
It says tefillin on it.
Right? So that's...
But if
that's
I didn't use it yet for tefillin, and you hold Hasgon to love Milsai, I could put money in it till I start... the tefillin is not coming for another month. They're making the tefillin. I already got the zekel. But I need to put money. So I need a place to store the stock of money. So I put it in the tefillin zekel.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm looking at me. No?
Yeah, but I don't know. But Mustafa still did have his mug. Okay, right. Okay, number 12. Tain Shitas Hamogan of Ram, Benogel Iker Tashmish. So that was the Hilchot's favorite Hilchot Sitzes. And he quotes here the Mogan of Ram. HPS. He says, they close the Beis Yosef, page 22. There was a close of the Beis Yosef. So he says, why don't they put tzitzis on? They have dal kafos. So atam shel onogel atel with tzitzis b'shem dol mikri kisus el ha-habal ha-hagin al ha-odom b'bnei ha-chor v'akor.
Right, that's the Beis Yosef we did, right? That we were speaking about, that maybe a Talis Gadol really shouldn't be chayiv. So it has to be something that you're wearing as a malbush. He says, you know, the sheet is a Beis Yosef, the knock on the Kuli Almond, being a beggar, a mucha luxus, the fall should be equal, you would the Shimush Machem, Potomatis, before a Ptor Machol Gavner. Well, the sheet is a Mach Mogan of Ram, his Chag was a sheep, also Shah Gufish, or Love Shabeg, and Stamish Bolod Ram Machem, Shalom Shal Kavod, or Shalom Vishasuda of Rosh, the Satim, therefore. As I put her against Lov Shatagam Lanosa, was the Iker Tashmisha's leader. It was, why are you wearing this baguette? Say you're using it for Levisha, but you also do using it for Kavod. So it's part of the ikir and what you're using it for. So broad palm shamisham and yonim mechayim. Daichai betzitzit machmas al vishul anosa. Okay, because what was the moment? Yeah, 1 second. Because the Morgan of Rams sheet is Hope is Gavra. So even Tachrichim, if you wear Bechayev, you're wearing it to your chayiv. Even though you follow the Iker, Rav Palm Shalom, and in Yom Kippur, Tzayin Chayim Tzitzis Machmas Alvishu L'Hanoso. As he's saying, the Morgan of Ram Sheet is, if you're wearing a L'Hanoso, even though you wear it for other reasons, you follow the Iker, like, for example, Tachrichim, the Iker is going to be for the Acher Mev Esrim, and then that's for eternity, so to speak. I'm told Kiyas Mason. But right now, you're wearing it for Hanoso. So he says, Yechayev. Also shall Gufu Shalovish Abegad the Stamish Bol and Dvar Machem Gol Rosh Shal Chavod as I Potter Hagam Shalov Shal Ata Gam Lahadosa. You follow the Iker Tashmish. The Magen Avraham Sheet is again. If you're wearing Tachrichim, if you hold that to the Rambam, you're wearing Tachrichim, the Chayev, so you Chayev. By the Iker Tashmish is Zachar Misa. Also, Shal Gufa Shalom Shabeg Mustamish Molot Ramachim was also covered. As I put the Gam Shalom 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 was the Iker Shimusha. On the Bov Shalfan, Lov Shakulo, Hanasa, Rav Shakrov, Bob Shabbos, and Rahim, So the Iker. He says, "Was the Iker Shimushos leader? What's the Iker?" Yeah. So what is he saying? The Iker uses. He says, "Double lovish tachrich mechayev." Because if you wear tachrich mechayev, so what's the ikar shimusha?
You're not wearing it for covering.
But what about, isn't the ikar that you're using if it's going to be worn for tashmish for tachrich? I don't know.
It's not used for that. Like, it seems like you're sometimes wearing.
There's something for that, and you go. Official farming law is global, and also, Makshavro, Paomim, Gamli, Nyon, and Macherim. It's from most, and they cover a nice habit, it's Machmos of Vishnu, and also. The Domal law is Tachrich and Machayas. Okay, we have to think about some more. Okay, that was question 12. Okay, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem at 11 o'clock, and we'll continue with the Chazal. Okay, have a good day.